Okay, we got a few segments of this. Before we get to the Texas land and cattle prank number two, let's play some audio that was recorded earlier today, unbeknownst to you, Michael. Now, yesterday we started talking about a problem that you had.
Have.
I'm sorry, buddy. Look, I feel awful about this, you know.
Thank you.
It's a tough thing.
Mike showed up at work on, I think it was Monday, actually.
Yeah, it was Monday. I started getting this on Friday, and I was hoping it...
What is it?
I was hoping that, you know, it wouldn't turn into anything, but it did.
So he shows up, and we didn't even talk about it until yesterday, late in the show. And then Danny and I decided, and he's very self-conscious.
Man, it's really surprises me how this is affecting him.
Yeah. You don't like this.
No, I don't like it.
It's not
I
fun.
Do not.
You used to embrace the random zit. You remember those days?
Yeah, because it was made like you feel young.
Yeah. Kind of oily.
This is not making me feel young and oily.
Forever!
Yeah.
The juice is still flowing.
Right.
This is not making me feel that way because of its location. If it were somewhere else, maybe.
It's right smack dab in the center of his left cheek. And it is...
And it is huge.
Huge.
I mean, it is...
Well, it was huge. It's not as bad today.
Dude, it's still...
I know, but still, it was worse.
You should have seen it Saturday and Sunday. That was its real heyday.
Really?
Yeah, and it was just ginormous. It was the finest work in all of Zitdom.
So... Danny and I thought it would be funny, since you were so self-conscious about it, why not take advantage of that self-consciousness and record women who work with Mike, who see him every day.
Oriental women.
Come up to him, and within the context of a casual conversation, just bring up the zit.
And listen to how sensitive Mike gets.
Right.
See, I was hoping that... Some way, somehow, I could fade this week, and nobody would say anything about it except you guys. I knew you guys weren't going to let it go, and I've been ready for that. But I was hoping... I was hoping that others might be a little bit more sensitive to
this.
You like picture, foxy sales chicks.
I picture Danny with that laugh, like sitting over in the corner with a beer and just pointing at your zit. All day long, he's just pointing and laughing with a beer. One beer.
Yes, that whole series of laughs.
So the first person that we got to confront you about your zit is our old friend Lindsay in sales.
Yes.
Lindsay, who does such a wonderful job down there and who's really willing to go along with anything. It didn't take me long to convince Linz that this would be funny, because she did say, is he going to get really mad at me? And I'm like, no, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. I go, you just need to go up to him, and because we have several clients and that we deal with. I go, just come up and act like that you're dealing with me about classic BMW, and then just kind of look at Mike in our meeting and just be like, oh, no. And she goes, I know exactly what I'm going to do, and you'll hear it here, barely. But
let's do it.
You'll hear her go, oh, sweetie. And that's what starts it all, like, oh, no. So here's Lindsay busting into our meeting room.
No, but WEEI would do it.
WEEI would?
Sorry, interrupt. But you have to cut this fake spot today for Classic because their co-op won't pay.
Okay. That's fine.
Seriously.
I'll do it. The both of them, there's a 60 and a 30?
Just a 60. Because whatever you did back in February didn't clear for co-op, so they're like not getting $8,000 back or something.
Okay.
Well sold.
And Mike, we need to talk to you. Mike.
Yes, I'm listening. Go ahead. Talk to me. Nothing. Talk to me.
Can you come over to my desk? I can fix you up.
Are you talking about my zip?
So she leans in, I mean, like, within like a millimeter, and starts kind of caressing his face, his zit-laden face.
Gross.
He's like, do you want me to come over? You want to come over to my desk and I can help fix that up for you?
It was so uncomfortable.
Oh, are you talking about my zit? I love how he owns it. It's his zit.
Were you embarrassed?
Yeah, I was embarrassed.
Are you talking about my zit? Okay, here
more,
we go.
More, I want to hear more. Corby laughing.
I know, that's the only one I have right now. That's the only operative zit I have.
Operative.
Oh, no. You all right?
No, I'm not all right.
Mike, I'll fix
See, that's the last thing I needed to hear from her.
Come to my desk and I'll
From a woman?
Yeah.
So will Holly.
From anybody.
Can we talk to you a little bit?
Nobody needs to notice it.
Honey, we can cover it up in 2 seconds. Whenever you're available.
All right, in walks Holly, who is another sales girl down there. And Holly's in on the gag, too. Okay, she knows exactly what's going on. So she fires off what I'm considering the great master stroke of the whole bit. When we start, she walks in like, oh, what's going on in here? I don't know what's happening here. And then she realizes it's zit talk, and she fires off this line.
Oh, but they're offering you makeup.
Holly covers hers every day.
Makeup's for girls.
That's nice. Did you tell him to come see us later, too? I want to see all of you. We have something to talk
individually.
We really do have something to talk to you about, Mike, though.
Okay.
He's mad. But why are you mad at Lindsay?
Yeah, I am.
Why are you mad at her?
Because she came in here talking about my zip.
Where?
Where? Giant,
I don't see
this
it.
This giant red pussy orb oozing from his face.
She says, where?
Where? Listen to the reaction it gets here.
Yeah, I am.
Why are you mad at her?
Because she came in here talking about my zit.
Where?
Oh. Get out of here.
Okay,
thanks.
Where?
Where? Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. What a
we
great...
We really do have a conversation we would like to share with you that someone came over to talk to us
All right.
Today. All
right.
It's very good, but you're going to have to
make you privy.
You're
going to
have to cover that up before you proceed.
Oh, they were going to make you cover it up before you met with a client.
Mm-hmm. But it couldn't stop there.
No, well, why would we stop there? That's just half the fun.
Of course. Of course.
So then we get Melissa, who is in charge of promotions here at the station. She is a very responsible person.
This cut of audio gets right to it. There's no build-up. It's basically her going, pointing it out.
She's also a dear friend of yours, so we knew that this would really dig deep.
Michael, what's going on right here?
I got a zit, okay? Zit? Yeah, I got a zit.
Why are you screaming at me?
Because I don't like it when people notice it.
I care and love you.
Ask about it.
Why are you snapping at
not
me?
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
Don't snap at us.
Go get it.
You know Taylor's got some cream.
People your age still get sick. I do.
Listen.
It's a stress zit. I get stressed in sometimes.
Oh. Such tiger stress.
I bet he is. I'd have like acne if I were him.
It's a stress zit?
Yeah. I get stress zit sometimes.
I love the beginning. It's a zit, all right? Play the beginning of that.
Michael, what's going on right here?
I got a zit, okay?
Well, we're going to need that.
Oh, boy.
Dang
and then,
it.
Okay, so I'm lurking, okay? I'm that was in her office,
right.
But I'm lurking. I'm acting like I'm looking at the final four brackets, which are, like, posted. Like, I don't know what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he comes walking, steaming, storming down the hall, you know, and he turns.
I wasn't steaming and storming.
The hell you weren't. He turns and looks at me, and he goes, are you up to this? Like, what? Are you telling people to talk about my zit? And I
you couldn't keep it together,
could you? I
could not
could keep it. I was like, what?
No.
Me?
No. I mean, no. Where? What's it?
It was two conversations about it
in
a
matter
period
of 5 minutes?
Yes, in a period of 5 minutes when the previous 2 days, I hadn't had one that didn't involve you guys.
How could we resist?
And you quit laughing. It's not funny.
Sorry.
Shoopy.
I just love how he turns into a little boy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, it's a zit, okay? I get
not a zit.
I get stressed sometimes.
Stress zit.
It is a stress
zit. Whatever.
How else would I get them?
You'd have them every day.
Why else would I get them?
You'd have them every day. What are you stressed over, the Masters?
Yeah. Tiger. What's going to happen to him?
All right. Coming up next, someone went to Texas Land and Cattle with a recorder and decided to pull the same gag that we listened to yesterday, only there's a twist on this one. Great P1 action recording next. TLC signed stakes, take two. And then it simply says, it's fun to do bad things. Now,
you want to do bad things.
There you go. That's how it might look.
There it is. Someone sent you an actual
yes.
stake signed by Bill Bates. Scott says that to set the scene, he says, we were there for my dad's birthday. My wife is ordering when I start the recording, so we were the only two in on the gag. My parents were really confused. So he takes a little different approach to it, but...
Uh-oh.
You all right?
It's the zit that caused that. Go ahead.
He took a different approach to this than our first guy did, but nonetheless, this is quite funny.
So how was he wanting to meet you?
I'll just take this peppercorn ribeye.
How was that experience?
Medium. And I have a question about this. Is this the one that Bill Bates signed?
I'm sorry?
Bill Bates from the Cowboys, number 40. Is that the one that he signed?
I didn't tell you.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard of that, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I was just curious. I can find out for you.
Okay, I was just curious because I had heard something about that, and I was just determining if it has all this peppercorn on it, how can I tell if he signed it, you know, because his signature will be underneath it, you know.
No, I don't think anybody ever finds him.
Okay, cool.
So, you want it medium?
Medium.
Now, listen to what he said.
I have it right now for you.
Thank you.
Yes.
He goes, yes.
Yes. Oh, my God.
What's this guy's name?
Scott.
Nicely done,
Isn't
Scott.
Funny,
I mean,
man?
Am I going to be able to see the signature underneath all that peppercorn?
I mean, and this woman is like, I have not heard of that.
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, good Lord.
I'm not familiar with that. I can ask.
Servers all over the Metroplex are going to be confused by idiots asking them to sign their steak.
Now, did she go to her manager at Texas Land and Cattle and say...
She probably went back there and quit.
You know, a guy just asked me if Bill Bates would sign his peppercorn steak.
I mean, I want to be able to see the autograph underneath all that peppercorn.
You understand what I'm saying here, right? I mean, if I'm paying for the autograph
right,
steak,
then
I want to see the autograph. So,
God,
totally.
It is so insane.
Yeah, it is.
Random.
And I have a question about this. Is this the one that Bill Bates signed?
I'm sorry?
Bill Bates.
Mm-hmm.
From the Cowboys, number 40? Is that the one that he signed?
I didn't tell you.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard of that, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard of that, so I don't
know. It's a good answer.
I was just curious because I had heard something about that, and I was just determining if it has all this peppercorn on it, how can I tell if he signed it, you know, because his signature will be underneath it, you know.
No, I don't think anybody ever signs it.
I don't think anybody ever signs it.
Listen how Napoleon Dynamite this yes is.
Medium, yeah.
Can you
sign?
I'll have it right now for you.
Thank you.
Yes.
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 Genius.
Nicely done.
Keep them coming.
Yeah, I mean...
And you do it, and they're good. They'll get played.
More clever you can be with it like that, guys.
Yeah, it's all good.
All right, 608.